There's often this treasure trove of information hiding in plain sight, right there in everyday documents like invoices, status reports. They might seem dry, but honestly, when you know how to look, they tell these incredibly rich stories about how things really get done.
Absolutely. They're not just, sterile financial transactions. They're snapshots, really. Snapshots of progress, challenges. The whole machinery of public works.
Right.
It gives you this remarkable transparency into how a city actually operates day to day and how it plans for the long haul.
That's exactly why today we're doing a deep dive. We've got a stack of documents here from the city of Shawnee, Oklahoma,
Okay.
and we're specifically focusing on their ongoing projects with one vendor, Freeze & Nichols, Inc.
Got it.
So our mission really is to unpack these financial records, these progress reports. We want to understand the scope, the progress, all the intricate details of these, vital municipal infrastructure and development projects.
Basically giving you, the listener, a shortcut to being really well informed about how a city functions behind the scenes.
Exactly. We've pulled insights from various invoices, payment summaries, detailed project status reports, spanning from 2022 right up into late 2024.
Quite a time frame.
Yeah. Okay, let's unpack this. We're starting with a really big one, the Unified Development Code. Project SWN 22205.
Okay, the UDC.
Yeah. This is ambitious. The total fee is just over $344,000. And it's all about setting up this foundational set of rules, right, for governing development in the city.
It's like the blueprint for growth, isn't it? How Shawnee will evolve potentially for decades.
Exactly.
And it's clearly a foundational project. Looking through these documents, you can see it's this meticulously phased effort. We see some initial payments hitting back in May 2022.
Right, just under $2,000 to start.
Yeah, not huge, but enough to get the ball rolling on something this significant.
And then there's a December 2022 status report, which actually came out in early 2023. And it really highlights those, early coordination efforts, everything from website maintenance, email communications, the regular project status meetings.
Standard stuff, but critical early on.
Right. And it even mentions they were getting ready to scope out the Economic Development Code, the EDC element, in an upcoming meeting. How crucial are those initial meetings, really, getting everyone coordinated on a project like this?
Oh, they're absolutely vital. Especially for something like a unified development code. It's basically legislation, right? It
Yeah.
touches so many city departments, public stakeholders. Those early meetings are all about building consensus, making sure everyone's literally on the same page.
Avoids bottlenecks later on.
Exactly. Without that strong foundation, you're just asking for significant delays, rework. It gets messy down the line.
Precisely. And then by March 2023, we see more payments going out, over $13,400 this time.
Reflecting that continued steady progress.
Yeah. And the February 2023 status report notes a project team zoning workshop was held that month. And importantly, a presentation to the Planning Commission and City Council, the PCCC, that was scheduled for March 2023, specifically to gather feedback.
So getting that crucial input early.
Seems very intentional, that level of public engagement.
It is. And then an April 2023 status report shows ongoing progress on the zoning districts. But what's really fascinating here, and it's a detail you might miss,
What's that?
is that Freeze and Nichols was going to coordinate a brown bag impact fee and funding sources discussion just for city staff.
Ah, interesting. Like an internal workshop.
Exactly. So it's not just about drafting rules for what gets built. It's about proactively planning the financial side, too. How will Shawnee's future growth actually pay for the infrastructure it needs?
Thinking through the funding mechanisms. That's smart.
Very smart. Planning for sustainability.
So by May 2023, there's another invoice, nearly $5,800. It was paid later, part of a larger sum. And then jumping ahead to the more recent stuff, the latest payment we see for this UDC project was over $16,000 in March 2024. That covered services through the end of January 2024.
Right. But February 2024, the total billings just for this project had hit over $186,000.
Wow. So about halfway through the total fee.
Yeah, which tells you this project is definitely a marathon, not a sprint. Developing citywide codes like this takes time. Extensive public feedback, all that interdepartmental coordination, careful legal review.
It's a heavy lift.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's a testament to that painstaking, iterative process you need to shape a city's future development rules.
Okay, so we've seen how vital that legislative groundwork is. But what happens when the city needs to, get its hands dirty, literally.
Right, moving from the planning documents to actual construction.
Exactly. Let's shift from the drawing board to the trenches. We're looking at the TO2 Alice Faye Edwards and Posotum Street waterline replacement, Project SWN23322.
Okay, a big infrastructure upgrade.
Yeah, significant. Estimated at $193,000. This directly impacts residents' daily lives. Water lines are critical.
And this one seems to have gotten underway pretty rapidly. There's a status report from April 2023.
Right.
It shows the official notice to proceed was issued March 31st, 2023. Internal setup kickoff meeting on April 5th. And they started the survey work almost immediately, April 3rd.
Wow, no messing around?
Nope. And they had the survey results back by early May 2023. That's a pretty efficient start.
And there's a corresponding invoice for over $53,700 from that May 2023 period.
Mm-hmm. Indicating substantial initial work. Design, survey.
Right. That was paid later in September 2023 as part of a larger payment. But here's where, you know, the real world challenges often pop up. Fast forward to 2024 permitting.
Yes, the regulatory hurdles.
The February 2024 status report details this crucial phase. And it wasn't entirely smooth sailing, was it?
Well, sort of. The Oklahoma Department of Transportation permit, the ODOT-1 for State Highway 3, that was submitted early December 2023 and impressively approved 6 days later.
That's fast.
Very fast. But the Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality, the ODEQ permit, submitted around the same time.
Mm.
That one required a request for hydraulic analysis.
Okay, so a delay there.
Yeah, it led to a resubmittal in March 2024. These kinds of regulatory steps are common, but they're absolutely critical for any major infrastructure project. You can't skip them.
And we see an invoice for selecting that work, too.
Yeah.
Over $3,000 from March 2024, covering services during that period. Just continuous effort navigating those complex rules.
Exactly. Keeping the project moving through the bureaucracy.
Good news followed. The April 2024 status report confirms the ODEQ permit was finally received on March 27th, 2024.
Okay, hurdle cleared.
Yeah, cleared the way for bidding. The report outlines a pre-bid meeting for May 30th, 2024, and the bid opening scheduled for June 6th.
So moving into the procurement phase.
Right. And there's another invoice, smaller one, just over $1,100 from May 2024, covering services through early May.
Mm-hmm.
Those two invoices, the March and May ones, totaling over $4,100, were paid together in late May. And by May 2024, over $168,000 of that $193,000 total fee had been billed.
So a large chunk of the engineering and design work is done.
Yeah. What does this all mean? It means the project successfully navigated those critical regulatory steps.
Mm-hmm.
The procurement process is kicking off.
And it's heading straight towards actual physical construction. It really highlights the extensive background work the patients required before a single shovel hits the ground or a pipe gets laid.
That Alice Street project really shows that whole path, doesn't it? From planning to almost groundbreaking.
Definitely.
Okay, let's look at another essential water infrastructure project. This one's the water system improvements on Park Street, also known as SWN22956 or TO Chag 1 Park Avenue 14-inch waterline replacement.
All right, more waterline.
Focus on replacing a 14-inch waterline on Park Avenue. Total fee, $122,040.
Okay. And diving into the billing for early 2024, there's an invoice for over $11,000 issued in February 2024, covered services through January. What's particularly insightful here is the detail in the invoice. It gives you this granular look at specific costs, like multiplier labor, which is basically the specialized consulting hours.
And it names names.
Yeah, Jane, Suzanne Jenks, Michelle Leonard, Jonathan Fautenberry. It shows you who's working on it. And it also includes expenses, meals, mileage. It paints a picture of the on-the-ground nature of the work.
And it also gives us this remarkably clear snapshot of where the project stands, doesn't it?
How so?
Well, the design, bid, topographic survey, and environmental phases, all listed as 100% complete.
Okay, all the prep work done.
Right, while the construction phase is listed at 69.75% complete.
Almost 70% through construction oversight, likely.
Yeah. What does seeing that kind of breakdown on an invoice tell us about the city's project management, maybe transparency?
Oh, it's fantastic transparency. It tells you they're tracking progress with a really high level of detail and tying it directly to the billing. For you, the listener trying to understand this, it means you can see not just what's being paid for, but exactly where the project currently sits in its life cycle, right down to the specific phase. It's pretty clear.
Okay, moving on. Another critical city improvement, the Clear Pond Road Culvert Replacement, Project SWN23456, total fee, $94,010.
Culverts. Not glamorous, but essential for drainage.
Absolutely vital. often overlooked aspect of urban resilience dealing with stormwater.
And the progress here in early 2024 looks like the notice to proceed was issued January 16th, 2024.
Yep.
And a February 2024 status report gets into some real nitty-gritty details. Coordination with the construction manager on pile depth, structure stability, discussions about specific construction elements like an 8-foot-high wing wall, confirming wall heights. It also mentions responding to inspectors' questions, general construction inquiries.
So very hands-on problem solving right there at the construction site.
Exactly, ironing things out as they build.
We also have an invoice for just over $3,400 from March 2024. Covered services through the end of February. And this invoice specifically details construction phase labor. Again, naming individuals like Kayla Bird and Muna Hedyati. Plus, technology charges.
Standard costs for managing construction.
Right. And this amount was part of a larger payment of over $32,900 made in early April 2024. We'll see that payment again.
Okay. And looking at the completion percentages on that invoice, conceptual design, final design, bid documents, plans and drawings, survey, all 100% complete.
All the planning done.
Right. But the construction phase itself, just 0.84% complete at that point.
Tiny.
Yeah. So it implies that while all the planning design approvals are finished, the heavy construction, the actual digging and building is really just kicking off.
It's a great example of how much work happens before ground is even broken, isn't it?
Absolutely. Months, sometimes years of prep work.
Okay, next up, Shawnee Water Lines and Pipe Bursting Project, SWN23849, focused on modernizing water delivery. Total fee, over $162,800.
Pipe bursting.
Yeah, maybe explain that for our listener.
Yeah.
What exactly is pipe bursting and why is it considered modernizing?
Sure. So pipe bursting is what's called a trenchless technology. Instead of digging a long disruptive trench to replace an old pipe.
Right, which tears up roads and yards.
Exactly. With pipe bursting, they pull a new pipe through the old one. And as it goes through, a special bursting head breaks the old pipe outwards into the surrounding soil.
Yeah, clever.
It is. And it's modernizing because it significantly reduces disruption, less traffic chaos, less damage to property. Often it means quicker installation and can even have lower overall costs when you factor in restoration compared to traditional open cut digging.
Fascinating. Mm-hmm. Okay, so billing details for this project in 2024. Mm-hmm. An invoice for over $24,400 from March 2024 covers services through February.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of that larger payment of over $32,900 we just mentioned for the Clear Pond project, paid in early April.
Right. Cities often bundle payments to the same vendor.
Makes sense. Then there's the later invoice, over $28,600 from June 2024, covered services through the end of June, paid in early August. And this invoice notably includes mileage expenses, again showing that on the ground presence.
Needs work, construction oversight.
And the services phase for this project is listed as 80.07% complete.
80%. So, substantial progress on whatever Freeze and Nichols' role is here. Likely, the engineering, project management, oversight for the actual pipe bursting work being done by a contractor.
Seems like it's well underway.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's talk about the N Midland Addition water line replacement, SWN24262.
Another water line project. Seems to be a focus.
Yeah, lots of water infrastructure work.
Yeah.
This one's got a total fee of $82,845, specifically aimed at expanding services to the N Midland Addition area.
Gotcha. And this one looks pretty recent in terms of kickoff. A June 2024 status report shows the kickoff meeting was held mid-May 2024.
Just happened.
Yeah. Survey work was completed by the end of May, and preliminary design development is currently underway. They're expecting preliminary plans, specs, and that OPCC, the opinion of probable construction cost.
The estimate.
Right. The cost estimate around mid-July 2024.
And there's an interesting little note in that report. A decision on the installation method for Scott Street was communicated via email in early July.
Ah, okay.
How important are those early planning decisions? Even something specific like an installation method. How does that impact the whole project execution? And why document it so formally, so early?
Well, this is where those seemingly small details actually reveal a lot about good project management.
How so?
The choice of installation methods, say, trenchless versus open cut, like we discussed with pipe bursting, can drastically affect the project cost, the timeline, the level of disruption to residents.
Right.
So making that decision early and documenting it clearly via email like that ensures all the stakeholders, the city, the engineers, potentially affected residents are aligned. It provides a clear reference point for future decisions, for cost adjustments if needed, for accountability.
So it prevents confusion or disputes later on.
Exactly. It's crucial for project control right from the start.
That makes perfect sense. And we also see an invoice reflecting this early work. Over $18,100 issued in June 2024 for services through June, paid in early August.
Mm-hmm.
Includes multiplier labor, technology charges, detailing the resources going into these early but clearly crucial planning stages.
You bet. Getting those foundational decisions right saves headaches later.
Okay, finally, we arrive at the Shawnee Twin Lake GAM #1 rehabilitation, project SWN24427.
A big one. Dam rehab.
Yeah, significant project. Focused on dam #1. Substantial total fee, too. $252,000.
Yeah.
All about ensuring safety and longevity. Critical infrastructure.
Absolutely critical.
An October 2024 status report highlights the ongoing work. Things like seepage analysis, slope stability analysis.
Standard vital checks for a dam.
And also H&H analysis. Hydrology and hydraulics. Can you briefly explain why H&H is so critical for a dam rehab?
Sure. H&H analysis is fundamental for dams. It studies how water behaves, how it flows towards, over, and potentially through the dam structure. It assesses things like flood capacity, can the dam handle major storms? It looks at potential erosion risks and the structural integrity under different water level scenarios.
So basically, will it hold? And how will water behave around it?
Exactly. It directly relates to public safety downstream and protecting the environment. The report notes the survey for this is complete, which is a key first step for these analyses.
Okay. And a key upcoming deliverable mentioned is the draft preliminary engineering report. That's due by December 17th, 2024.
So a major milestone coming up.
But there's a note about an outstanding issue, a reported delay in receiving some survey results, which the report says could impact the schedule. What are the broader implications when a critical piece of input, like survey data, gets delayed on a project as vital as dam rehab?
Yeah, even on large projects, seemingly small delays can have significant ripple effects. For a dam, accurate survey data is absolutely foundational for all the engineering analyses, H&H, the stability checks.
It underpins everything.
It really does. So a delay here could easily mean pushing back subsequent design phases. That could impact the overall project timeline, maybe the budget if things drag on. And, you know, in a worst case scenario, it could delay critical safety upgrades.
Right, which is the whole point of the rehab.
Precisely. It just underscores how interconnected all the pieces of these complex projects really are.
And we see a small invoice related to this recent work. $2,000 issued in November 2024 for services through October, paid late November.
Mm-hmm.
And the rehabilitation phase itself is listed as 48.24% complete.
So nearly halfway through this major effort. Significant ongoing work, clearly vital for public safety and ensuring the dam's longevity.
Wow.
Yeah.
It really does illustrate the sheer scale, the complexity of keeping a city running, doesn't it?
It really does. Each payment, each status update, it's like a thread in this huge, complex tapestry of urban development and maintenance.
So we've navigated through this whole stack of invoices, status reports. We've moved beyond just the numbers, I think, to see the tangible progress of these critical projects in Shawnee.
Yeah, from developing new planning codes.
Yeah, EDC.
To modernizing water infrastructure with things like pipe bursting.
And replacing those old lines.
All the way to rehabilitating a vital piece of infrastructure like a dam.
These documents really do paint a vivid picture, don't they? Of that intricate dance between planning, permitting, execution, payment, everything that keeps a city running and hopefully growing.
It's the engine room, really.
Yeah. So here's a final thought to leave our listeners with. Considering all these multiple projects, we've looked at the detailed phases, the different teams involved across all these public works. How might the successful completion of one project, say, a waterline replacement, how might that ripple through and influence the efficiency or maybe even the necessity of future city improvements?
That's a great question. What hidden efficiencies or maybe even new challenges might emerge when you're managing so many interconnected vital tasks all at once? How does fixing one piece affect the whole system?
Something to think about.